KSL News Time, 519 Triple Team Traffic, guiding you home on a Friday. Here's Ricky Meese.
If you're making your way southbound on I-15, those slowdowns start right from downtown Salt Lake City and continue to 123rd South. On the flip side, northbound I-15 also bogged down Draper to Midvale. If you're on I-215 South Belt trying to transition to southbound I-15, most of the delay is on the eastbound side from Redwood Road over to I-15, and delays as well westbound 21st South Freeway starting at Redwood Road. Michelle?
Earlier delays heading southbound on 5600 West and Bangor Highway southbound are showing some relief now around Highway 201. But if you're headed southbound through West Valley, you'll hit some slowdowns there on Bangor Highway. Solid slowdowns continue I-15 southbound from Point of the Mountain down to almost Seven Peaks Fun Center. And northbound I-15 still looking solid from Linden up to Lehigh, Mark.
Got some delays that remain on 215 at the north end. This is traveling westbound between I-15 split off and 2100 north on the way to I-80. Right there about 2800 north. That is going to be a big wreck. And now that it's getting dark, the delays are tightening back at Legacy Parkway. Otherwise, the drive, nothing really unusual. Northbound out of downtown, sluggish to the north interchange. Then the Davis delays from, going to call it Shepherd Lane up to Layton Hills Mall. And then southbound delays coming Ogden down to Clearfield. Xfinity Home provides a total home security solution with 24/7 professional monitoring, live video monitoring, and more for 24/7 peace of mind. Xfinity.com. Restrictions apply. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.